Restoring My Soul, Monday the 19th of May, the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus was God the Son, who was begotten as the Son of God, and was manifest in the flesh as the Son of Man. We are sons of men who are born again as sons of God. Paul explained this point of connection, writing, "For both he who sanctifies, that is Christ, and those who are being sanctified, that is sons of men, are all of one, born of the Father through the agency of the Spirit, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren." We now sojourn with Jesus on the pathway of salvation that he pioneered through his offering and suffering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary. At the conclusion of this journey, when he was raised from the dead, he was manifest as the first man made in the image and likeness of God. As we faithfully walk each day by the Spirit on this pathway, we are progressively being changed from glory to glory into the image of the Son. At the resurrection on the last day, we will be made just like him. Presently, the bringing forth of identities who were born again as sons of God happens in godly families. These families are the expression of the bride of Christ, the Church, who remains a virgin although married to Christ. The consummation of the union of Christ and the Church is not possible until those who comprise the bride of Christ receive their spiritual bodies in the resurrection. Even then, the marriage is not consummated until the conclusion of the millennium. At that time, the old creation will pass away, and the new heavens and earth will be established. The union of Christ and his bride establishes a new economy by which sons of God are brought forth in maturity. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 7 to 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, and 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. For further study, Isaiah chapter 66.